Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jim Heising is here as well, Jim, ladies and gentlemen. Jim is the founder and the CEO of a company called Red Foundry. As I mentioned earlier, they're in the app business, APP app business, which is short for application, but it's actually become its own. You know, I actually used the term application a minute ago, and I think that maybe, I don't know if anybody's ever done that before, but I think it's correct. Jim Heising, what do you think?
I think apps are worth that right now, and I think that in general terms, you know, the word app is can mean a lot of things, but you're right. It mostly sort of fits into the mobile situation right now.
So it's okay. It's not redundant to say application, is it? I mean, that's actually. I mean, I may be the first person who's ever done that. But you guys are not just you're not just in the business of making apps. You're in the business of helping me make apps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or,
my audience
make apps.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the key. I mean, we saw if you just sort of look at the past, right, to the future, to say that, you know, back in the mid to late 90s or even early 90s, you know, websites, right? The biggest businesses in the world had websites. And now if you look at, you know, the web today, if you're a small business and you don't have a website in most cases, then you really don't have a full presence.
Every day you don't have a website is another day towards obscurity and irrelevance.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think mobile is going that same direction, right? If you think about it, people are using their desktop computers less and less and their mobile devices more and more. They're always out on the road. They're out and about. And finally, the devices are getting to a point where they are usable. And so if you start to look at it, your users and your customers are becoming more and more mobile. So in general terms, you should be becoming more and more mobile yourself. And so if you think about it, professional websites back in the day would cost tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of dollars. And now they're to the point where somebody with even a little bit of, you know, basic technical knowledge can put together a beautiful website very, very quickly.
And you can do it for free.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it sort of depends on the different levels of what you're looking for.
Right.
And so Red Foundry is sort of looking to the past to sort of predict the future and to say, you know, mobile app development doesn't have to cost $10,000 to $50,000. The average app today can cost anywhere from $20,000 to $50,000 to even $100,000 to have built.
Right.
And if you start to look at it, the future has to change, right? Mobile has to get easier, has to be simpler for non-technical people to create apps. And so Red Foundry is sort of leaping ahead and saying, you know what, the tools are there today and the functionality is there to allow non-technical people to create beautiful mobile apps very, very quickly, and that's where Red Foundry comes into it. Now, number two, though, I would also say is that just building an app is sort of a very small part of the story. When you look at Red Foundry, we sort of say, you know, anybody can sort of, you know, help you build an app, but really we want to help you build a successful mobile business. So if you're just thinking about the app, you're being short-sighted. You should be thinking about, okay, once that app is out there, how do I keep it fresh?
Well, that's just like anything else. I mean, everything, just because you have a storefront, just because you have a product, just because you have an idea, you still got to get people to come to you. But I want to stick with the app development thing, the idea of the app.
Sure.
And I appreciate the fact you're helping people build apps in an economical way, and you're also helping them market. I like the fact that you guys are going, you're sort of you know, helping them with the turnkey part of this.
Yep.
But a lot of people, here's where I'm concerned, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
A recent survey indicated that half of small business owners don't even have a website. Now, you and I think that's preposterous, and it is, but it's probably, unfortunately, it's sadly true.
Yep.
So how do we get small business owners to go from no websites to not even having a website to appreciating where you know that they need a mobile app? And I right. what I'm concerned about, and this is part of my Tough Love Act, Jim, is small business owners, you are becoming, as I said earlier, irrelevant and obscure by the second. The longer you take to, I don't care what you do, I don't care where you are, I don't care how tiny your business is, the longer you take to not have an online presence of some kind, let alone one with a newer, sophisticated things like an app, like a mobile app, the longer you take to do that, the more you are likely to not survive. What do you think, Jim?
Yep. Absolutely. I mean, I think, and again, looking at where people get their information today, it is from the web. It is from mobile. I would say,
including just a phone number. This is the point I'm making for diners and dry cleaners and everybody else. As chimney sweeps, I don't care what you do, just to get your phone number. That's where people are going.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think that they're looking for information. They're looking for content. You know, are you an expert in your industry? And I think the way that we fix that is a great example is a radio program like yours, and to educate people and to say, you know, that you can actually do this. You don't have to be technical. You don't have to have a ton of money. And what's beautiful about Red Foundry is we essentially lead you through the steps from day one.
What does it cost? If I were to do a basic app on Red Foundry, mm-hmm. what's going to be my cost?
Yeah, so there's anywhere from a free version, which is sort of a basic, simple application.
We like free around here, Jim.
Yeah, free's always good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's different plans that range up from there, from $59 to $99 a month to $199 a month, and even above and beyond that.
Right.
And the differing levels of just the amount of what you get from it, the amount of features that you have, and the amount of the customer.
And these apps can only work on a mobile device, an iPad or one of the tablets or one of the smartphones.
Correct. Currently, that's the way it works.
Do your apps work on all platforms?
Right now, we're specifically focused on iPhone and iPad. Very shortly, we'll be supporting Android. But then shortly after that, we also want to build and it's in the plans to build right now, is an HTML version of it, so that you build an app once,
cross-platform,
and it will be available through the App Store or through a web browser on your mobile device as well.
All right. So, but strictly on mobile. Give us the website, please.
I'm sorry, what was that
again? Give us your website, please.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It's redfoundry.com.
Redfoundry.com. Check it out, folks. It's a very interesting site. I think you'll like it. Quick break, 20 after. When we come back, I'm going to ask Jim about apps in different places other than mobile. What's the future for that? Am I right or wrong about what I think is going to happen? Stay with us, 20 after. Crazy people like it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.